You guys are probably already aware of this, but Israel has been bombing the shit out of Lebanon over the past couple of weeks, presumably because they want death, but also because, and we know this, they are preparing for a full invasion of at least southern Lebanon. This is not speculation. We know they're planning on doing this. Just massive, massive amounts of destruction all across, including like downtown Beirut, you know, like very developed, very, very, very old areas. Can we lock up all the liberal pundits and content creators who made excuses for Israel and acted like it wasn't always conquest from the jump? It's insane because I think that like to an extent you kind of have a sunk cost fallacy because it's getting harder and harder to justify. But like anyone at this point who doesn't recognize that Israel is just led by bloodthirsty psychopaths, you are delusional. If you actually believe that, my assumption is that you're lying, right? I assume that if you say that you're a grifter or you're being paid in some way, the vast majority of people who defend Israel seem to be in that camp. But I think that if you aren't in that camp, I think that you're just insane. You know, you're just crazy. Israel has been further and further extending its mandatory evacuation line, and up to this point, a significant portion of the country has been forcibly evacuated from the southern portion of the country. In fact, if we go to live, these red zones describe areas of mandated evacuation. Again, please keep in mind that this mandated evacuation is being ordered by Israel, so Israel is ordering this on a sovereign nation. You can see all these bomb strikes here. This was the first area. This is the second. They've also forcibly evacuated a part of Beirut, ancient, ancient city. Is their goal conquest or buffer zone? Again, conquest. They just want, let me pull up Greater Israel again. They just want conquest and death. And their desire to take Greater Israel is not a conspiracy theory. It has been described positively both by Israeli officials, civilian and military, and also is of interest to their population. The map of Greater Israel does involve the total conquest of Lebanon, most of Syria, and you know what a coincidence. Some Zionists, both in Israel and out, have claimed that Turkey is a great enemy of Israel and must also in some way be dealt with. Now, of course, the nation of Turkey does not like Israel, nor should they. Nobody should. But, you know, good luck taking that. Turkey's a NATO country. But yeah, of course, we have all of Lebanon, most of Syria, all of Jordan, a good chunk of Saudi Arabia, and about half of Iraq, including, I guess, like Baghdad. I mean, right up against the edge there, you know? And oh, and a teeny tiny bit, if we go by this map specifically, a teeny, teeny, teeny tiny bit of Iran, just a little peck, you know? Oh, and Kuwait, not to mention Egypt. Vosh, I absolutely mean this with no disrespect, but from your speech patterns, I always took it that you follow Judaism. Are you calling me smart? What the f do you mean by that? Is it because I go, hey? That could be Jewish, that could be Italian, you don't know me. Israel is planning to significantly expand its ground operation in Lebanon, aiming to seize the entire area south of the Litani River and dismantle Hezbollah's military infrastructure, Israeli and US officials say. There you go. Weirdly, not a very discussed topic in American media. Really strange that. I mean, you would think that a full ground invasion of Lebanon would potentially be like a really, really, really big deal, but for some reason, I don't know why, mainstream media is being real quiet about it. This could be the largest Israeli ground invasion of its northern neighbors since 2006. That's right. That's when they got pushed out by Hezbollah. This is obviously insane, but how does Israel plan to take and hold all that territory logistically? They can't. They've failed to before. They literally can't do this. They're not capable of it. There's no real plan. They are insane. Like you might as well be asking how ISIS extends to, or intends to maintain the territory they would need to build their caliphate. There's no, they're just insane. It is an economy and a population that relies completely on war. There's no way to stop this without them being punished. They need to be. It's again, it's a touching the stove moment. You know, same way with German Lebensraum, the plan is always genocide. Yeah, it's like the Germany wanted to take over the world, right? Like obviously everything it said about only wanting to reclaim historical Aryan territory was always cope. Why the f did they invade France? Why the f did they invade all the way into North Africa? Like they were always lying. They wanted the world. How could they have held the world? No one can. How could they have? They didn't really have a plan for it. They were just going to grab and grab and grab and grab and grab and grab and grab until eventually it falls apart. Because meth? Yeah, that's a part of it. We are going to do what we did in Gaza, a senior Israeli official said, referring to the flattening of buildings Israel says Hezbollah uses to store weapons and launch attacks. Thanks for being straightforward. An operation of this size and scale could lead to a prolonged Israeli occupation of southern Lebanon, which means prolonged Iranian control of the Strait of Hormuz. I really, really, really doubt Iran is going to be conciliatory to the United States while our ally is conquering a neighboring country. You know, the Trump admin backs a major Israeli operation to disarm Hezbollah, but is also pressing to limit the damage to the Lebanese state and pushing for direct Israel-Lebanon talks in a post-war settlement. Good luck with that. Until days ago, Benjamin Netanyahu's government was still trying to contain the Lebanon escalation in order to stay focused on Iran, according to Israeli officials. The calculus changed Wednesday when Hezbollah launched more than 200 missiles in a massive coordinated attack with Iran, which fired dozens of their own. Before this attack, we were ready for a ceasefire in Lebanon, but after, there's no way back from a massive operation. This is a lie. Israel has been nonstop bombing Lebanon for years now. There has been just constantly no justification provided. The idea that they were just about to organize a ceasefire until this recent escalation, as if it is an escalation compared to them constantly bombing Beirut. No, of course not. It's the classic fascist, you know, they punch you and then complain their hand hurts. Is this to avoid a power block of Muslim nations from forming the Middle East? Well, it's mostly to form Greater Israel. Again, you have to remember that, like, there's a difference between acting out of national interest and acting on a deranged power fantasy that occasionally overlaps with the aesthetics of national interest. If Israel was interested in its long-term national stability, it would have stopped being itself. It would have been, like, conciliatory and friendly with its neighbors. It could just be another Middle Eastern country. It would have stopped the genocide in Gaza. It would have stopped annexing territories in the West Bank. It would have worked on a two-state solution or full integration of the rights of Arab people or anything else that would have led to less insurgency from Hezbollah and Hamas and so on and so on. But they didn't want that because they want more dead people. They could have fixed all of this. They chose not to. They had the power. No one else did. Israel was always the antagonist. They were always the enemy, and they chose to worsen the situation over and over and over again. There is nothing they can be satisfied by. Even the so-called moderate liberal opposition to Netanyahu is pro-Greater Israel? Yes. About 800,000 Lebanese civilians have been displaced since the start of the conflict. Jesus Christ, that's a significant portion of the population. Okay, but for real, Vosh, why aren't they taking into account the optics of this in the U.S.? Did Germany take into account the optics? You're really not understanding how deranged these people are. Watch any speech of Netanyahu's where he talks about defeating the enemy. Like, also, what optics? Israel has been told for decades they can do whatever the f*** they want and get away with it. They did a genocide, are doing a genocide against the Gazans, and Biden lied to defend them. We spent time, money, and a lot of political capital. They spent so much, Kamala lost the election because of it. They were willing to, they would rather lose an election and be subservient to Israel than call Israel out and potentially win the election. This is the main opposition to Benjamin Netanyahu. Yair Lapid backs biblical borders for Israel. Hey, you don't like Netanyahu? Whenever you see hacks like, I'm sorry, I'm being antagonistic, but it's true, Bernie Sanders call this Netanyahu's war, just remember what happens when we get rid of Netanyahu. Okay? Just for chat, remember how delusional German and Japanese fascists were and the maps of the world they wanted? Yeah. German and Japanese direct spheres of influence, arrows shows planned movements to the proposed demarcation line, map showing the possible borders of a partitioned USSR. Like, the fascists are insane. It is a death cult ideology. You can't look at them, demand the world, and then go, well, how do they expect to? They don't. They just want to kill people. That's it. All they want is to kill people, you know? There's no end to this until they're stopped. That's the only thing you can do. You have to stop them. This is their explicit goal, too. Look at Netanyahu saying their aim is to become a global superpower. Yeah, they want to become a global superpower, which is not possible for Israel, by the way. You can't become a global superpower just by borrowing money and weapons from the United States and hoping nobody ever stops you. That's not how a superpower is made. You use fascism for any bad thing, but Israel's actually fascist? What if actually I used fascism aptly and it's just an unfortunately popular way of thinking? It's actually just a relatively common political, like, global capitalism became the predominant economic modality, you know, you pretty much just have liberalism, fascism, or socialism. It's pretty much just those three. And, you know, liberalism, unfortunately, is on the way out. It's been on the way out for a while. Funnily enough, it's been on the way out since the end of the Cold War. because once the Cold War ended, we stopped making a positive case for liberalism because there was no alternative to push to, right? As soon as the Cold War ended, we went, okay, well, everyone's default choice is liberalism now. What else are they going to do? And then once we stopped making an active effort, like an active case for it, we stopped caring about maintaining the garden. Francis Fukuyama in shambles. Actually, Fukuyama predicted this. He is a very misunderstood political theorist. He did predict this. Was Israel always fascist? Israel has, it's as bad as it's always been, or sorry, it's as bad as it ever has been right now. But yeah, I would say the driving ideology of Israel's existence and expansion has always been a fascist one. Yeah. There were times when it had more liberal leadership, but this was kind of, we're kind of like completing the arc, right? The most aggressive fighters for Israel in the beginning were people who tried to ally with the Nazis. These like early Zionist Jewish militant groups, very bad people, you know, killed Arabs willy-nilly nonstop. Yeah, the Lehi, thank you. And now, I mean, obviously Israel is what it is, but there's always been that element to the country. Last bit of non-fascists in power were killed in the 80s. Yeah, they did keep in mind, like they did kill the last, like not super bad Israeli prime minister. Remember, like Netanyahu basically had him killed. Am I remembering all these details right? There was like a relatively liberal prime minister, and Netanyahu was part of this like group of thugs who were basically promoting his death, and then he died because he was assassinated, and then they were like, yippee. Gotta remember all the details. Netanyahu was given advanced info about his assassination attempt but didn't warn him. Yeah. Relatively liberal. Vashi shook hands and negotiated a deal with Arafat. Listen, it's complicated. I'm trying not to fold it in, okay? The point that I'm making is that the driving ideology has always been a fascist one, yes. Anyway, hold on. This is the most recent news that I can find on the oncoming, or the incoming war.
Israel this Saturday is continuing to...
We're probably going to see a lot of news coverage of this from France, because France is invested in the continuity of the state of Lebanon. France had a heavy hand on Lebanon and continues to... And they're both anti-Hezbollah, but also anti, like, Israel conquering the country. So they're kind of, like, between a rock and a hard place, because only Hezbollah is capable of fighting Israel.
Strike targets across Lebanon, including an apartment building in a densely populated northern Beirut suburb that had also been struck a day earlier. Lebanese health authorities also reporting an overnight Israeli strike killed a dozen medical staff at a clinic in the south of the country.
Cool.
On a visit to Lebanon that began on Friday, the UN chief Antonio Guterres called on Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah group to stop the war. He also launched a $325 million humanitarian appeal to support Lebanon, where hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced since the 2nd of March. Let's hear from some Beirut residents now.
I was woken up at 4 a.m. yesterday, and I heard the sound of a drone really, really close. And at 4:40 a.m., there was a strong explosion. The dust and rocks landed on our balcony. It was big, and today, the same thing.
Now we're really scared. There's no safety. You don't even know if you can go out for a short trip safely because you don't know where the next strike will hit. I'm sleeping in my car with my daughter and granddaughter because we're so scared. It's better to sleep in the car instead of getting hit by debris like this.
Well, for more on this, we can cross now to Noga Tarnopolsky, who's in Jerusalem for us. Noga, what exactly is Israel's strategy in Lebanon right now?
Strategy?
Good to see you, Haxi. The strategy Israel is presenting is confused at best, and it's unclear that there is a clear strategy. That said, if we return to the ceasefire that was instrumentalized by the United States back in November of 2024, the text of the declaration had it that Hezbollah had to disarm and had to move north of the Litani River, this crucial line north of Israel's northern border on Lebanon's southern border. Clearly, Hezbollah has not disarmed and has moved actually back south in recent weeks. So the launch of a Hezbollah missile in order to protest the assassination of its principal sponsor, the then supreme leader of Iran, was a trigger for Israel to launch what is an unprecedented series of airstrikes against Lebanon. Initially, really clearly against Hezbollah targets. But now, as of, I believe it was just yesterday, when Israel struck a bridge, one of the bridges crossing the Litani River. And as we hear more and more Israeli ministers and top government officials talk overtly.
What is the Lebanese government's plan here? The Lebanese government is weak, toothless, and is neither willing to nor capable of fighting Israel. Hezbollah is the country's only shield, and they are the only force capable of opposing Israel in the region. The Lebanese government is borderline irrelevant. Nor, by the way, would the Lebanese military be willing to meaningfully fight against Hezbollah, because they, if they did so, they would, for one, lose, and for two, it would be kind of like the Mexican government fighting the cartels, but times 10. Like, Hezbollah is very integrated into the fabric of Lebanese society.
Of creating a buffer zone in Lebanese territory, which would be occupied by Israel, ostensibly to protect the Israeli north. What the strategy may be is very, very unclear. And I think that for now, Israel feels that it has an almost completely free hand in Lebanon, because the United States appears to be rather uninterested in this conflict and is focusing all of its energies on Iran. That said, France has an interest here. Even the
Didn't Israel directly cause Hezbollah's creation? Yeah, they were created in response to Israeli aggression in Lebanon. Yeah, they were a militant group that formed because Israel was invading and bombing its neighbors. So, you know, this has been a long time coming.
Okay, has an interest. And to a certain extent, the White House will want at some point to reimpose its American ceasefire on the region. So I'm guessing here, I'm hypothesizing that Israel wants to act hot and fast in Lebanon before international forces kind of begin to put a stop to this.
And Noga, I will come back to you in just a minute, so please do stay with us.
Keep in mind these reporters are French, which means that they're probably going to align with the French state's goal of, like, somehow delusionally convincing Israel to not do the invasion, but also pretending that Israel isn't really that bad, but also opposing Hezbollah and favoring the Lebanese government. Like, they're again, it's a rock and a hard place situation. They can't really get what they want here.
President Emmanuel Macron has this Saturday said that France is ready to facilitate ceasefire discussions between Israel and Lebanon.
Exactly, which Israel won't take because they're demonic and only want death. So Macron just comes out looking weaker here.
Paris, Macron saying that Lebanon's leaders were open to direct discussions as he called on Israel to, quote, seize this opportunity to find a lasting solution. Noga, France offering to set up direct talks between Israel and Lebanon, that would be unprecedented were they to go ahead. What do you think is behind this move from President Macron of France?
So this is really an interesting, a bit of a peek behind the scenes. France has attempted to have an important role ever since this conflict with Iran broke out, has sent actually military assets to the region, and Macron has articulated a position that few leaders have succeeded in articulating, which is on the one hand condemning what he calls illegal, an illegal war against Iran, while at the same time slamming Iran for attacking its neighbors, for attacking...
We, man, I hope I live to see the West break free of its suicide pact with Israel. It'd be great. Israel is such a demonic f***ing country. Like, you look at the region, and, like, so much of what's wrong there was because of them. Hamas, created by Israel. Hezbollah, created by Israel. They want to invade Egypt. They want to invade Turkey. We've had to slap their hands off. Like, after the Six-Day War, we've had to directly tell Israel, hey, stop being Hitler. You know, over and over and over and over again. It just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop.
King Israel and for massacring its own citizens. France, of course, has a very long history in Lebanon. Now, I would tell you that this...
Well, that's one way of putting it.
...statement by the French president didn't matter much, but there are indications that it may actually matter. Yesterday, we heard from the U.S. outlet Axios that Prime Minister Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, had appointed his former right-hand man, Ron Dermer, a man considered almost like a son to the Prime Minister, to handle everything relating to Lebanon. That was the first indication we had that Israel is being pressured, in fact, to somehow come to an agreement with Lebanon. And today we're seeing in Haaretz, the very prominent Israeli newspaper, and in other Israeli media, the announcement coming from Israeli sources that Israeli and Lebanese representatives are...
At what point do we ally with real actual Nazis because the enemy of my enemy? The Israelis are Nazis. Also, actual Nazis want to create their own Israel, their own Epstein. That's the problem. Israel is just Nazis, and Nazis is just Israel. We're fighting fundamentally against the same political force here. There's not really a contradiction. It's like the problem that Nazis have with Epstein is that he's Jewish. These Nazis, they fantasize about ruling the world, raping children. You know, they love that stuff. What we're dealing with here fundamentally is an aspect, an expression of unrestricted capital influence. Israel is what happens when everything, imperial control, national or international hegemony, and capital investment, like, congeal into this formless blob of power that then begins to extend influence outwards. But even then, there's a reciprocal element, right? American elites are invested in Israel because Israel is them and they are Israel, right? Like Elon Musk. Elon Musk pals around with Nazis. Do you see Elon Musk condemning Israel? The problem that Nazis have with Israel is incredibly superficial. Oh, they're Jewish. Who cares, dog? Being Jewish is like the least relevant thing to Israel. Like, what about Israel is Jewish, I guess, like, characteristically? What about what they're doing? Do Jews have a monopoly on ethno-nationalism? I don't think so. Do they have a monopoly on nonstop warring with their neighbors? I don't think so. Do they have a monopoly on what? What are they doing that's Jewish? It's not about them being Jewish. It could have been anyone. It could have been any group. It could have been Rhodesia. It could have been South Africa. It could have been French-controlled Vietnam. It could have been any colonial outpost that was elevated and protected and invested in until eventually it metastasized into something nationally, you know, or internationally threatening. You get me? Israel's more American than Jewish. That's also true. I've seen what people over in Tel Aviv look like, and to be honest, they all look like Miami Beach types to me, you know? They all look American, even the non-American ones. Meanwhile, I grew up in a Jewish community, and I was surrounded by rabbis. That's what I think of when I think Jewish. I don't know. I think of, like, friendly guys outside synagogues who are always quick for a joke. I just don't really get what about Israel is characteristically Jewish. Netanyahu is secular. He doesn't even practice Judaism. Anyway, the point that I'm getting at here is the problem with Nazis is that they're Israel, and the problem with Israel is that they're Nazis.
Expected to meet for direct talks in the coming few days. So it does seem to be something cooking. I wouldn't yet take this to mean that any war, end of the war, is close, but there may be significant Israeli pressure on Israel to act.
Noga Tarnopolsky reporting there from Jerusalem. Thank you very much.
Israel's dumping leaflets on Beirut, pictured below. The first calls on Lebanese to disarm Hezbollah and get in contact with Israeli intelligence if they have any information. The second flyer warns Lebanon could face what Gaza did, i.e. total destruction. It's been said as much by Israeli minister. They fantasize about turning all the Middle East into Gaza. That's their dream, you know? They want every like who they deem inferior person to be in an open air concentration camp where they can just snipe children for funsies. So when is Turkey going to stop Israel before they knock on their own door? I the problem is that Israel has nukes. So if another, like, quote unquote modern country gets involved, you start ramping up the potential threat. And Israel would use their nukes because they're psychopaths. They would use them even when we wouldn't. But like if Turkey did get involved, Turkey is capable of stopping Israel. Turkey has a massive military. It's just really, really difficult to do anything. The only country I think that can really stop Israel is us. We're the one country that can really properly do that. All of this bullshit about stopping Hezbollah from within is nothing more than manufacturing pretext for Israeli invasion. Oh, the Lebanese government wouldn't do it. The civilians wouldn't do it. So now we will. Hezbollah is massive. There's nothing anyone could do to disarm Hezbollah, even if they wanted to. If there was a big civil war, Hezbollah would win, and then they would control all the country.
Doing so could lead to sectarian strife.
Hezbollah is still defiant, warning Israel it is prepared for a long confrontation. But this is coming at a cost for a nation where many have still not recovered from the last war 2 years.
Or from the fucking Beirut grain silo explosion or whatever. Just for the record, Israel violated the 2024 ceasefire more than 10,000 times. The Biden admin for pretending the ceasefire was an accomplishment. Yeah, seriously. I hate Biden so much. You have no idea. Christ. At least having Trump in charge, more liberals are being polarized against what Israel's doing.
The road into Tyre is lined with Hezbollah flags.
Ammonium nitrate, not grain. That's correct, yeah.
Airstrikes. And now, giant posters of Iran's new supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei. Israel has unleashed its firepower here. The largest city in southern Lebanon is a Hezbollah bastion. A member of the group escorts us to the scene of a recent strike, impossible to film without their permission. We're told it's a residential zone.
That makes sense, Kowalski. Jesus.
Those still here are in shock.
What's the reason for attacking civilian homes? They should only fight the combatants. We'll stay right here. My blood will mix with the earth here if need be. This is my country. I won't leave.
Waiting for the usual chatters to call you out for being pro-Biden, even though your stances are fluid and ever-changing, just like the times and politics you follow. I mean, true, but to be clear, I hated Biden for everything he did with regard to Israel at the time, too. Like, I wasn't really making any defensive statements for him back then. I mean, you guys might recall, but following October 7th, basically every day was me, like, sitting here white-knuckling the arms of my chair, trying not to Fed post as I watched Jack Kirby or Biden or whatever lie to defend Israel. You know, I was not happy.
The Israeli military has repeatedly ordered all inhabitants of Tyre to evacuate, warning of a fierce campaign of airstrikes. The city is already littered with...
It's almost like we had to choose one of two options. This is true, and the one option that we chose lost because they were subservient to Israel. But if you want to break free of the cycle, escape the cycle of samsara, you have to recognize that, like, not only did Biden/Kamala lose because of Israel, they did, but they were willing to. The DNC didn't publish their autopsy. We know what it contained. And later it was leaked, and we knew what it contained. Didn't record information on who didn't want to vote for Kamala Harris because of her stance on Gaza. Like, they were willing to lose as long as it meant staying loyal. Because Israel isn't just Israel. Again, it's an amalgamation of capital interest, of MIC interest. It's everything. It's, one might argue, it's the heart of America, at least as power is concerned. And the Democrats weren't willing to break from it. If you want to escape the cycle of samsara, you have to acknowledge this.
Carcasses of bombed out buildings, like this branch of Hezbollah's de facto bank.
Among all the debris here, you can see reams of paperwork. And we found here paperwork belonging to Al-Qab al-Hassan. This is actually paperwork for someone taking out a loan with the financial branch of Hezbollah.
Israel says it's targeting Hezbollah's source of military funding by systematically bombing branches of its credit union.
It's just the local government, man. Hezbollah is just the government. It's an army with a government. That's how it works.
Other strikes have hit vital infrastructure, including this power plant.
There's nothing here, just a power station for the city. It's just motors and solar panels.
The manager tells us that one of his employees was killed in an airstrike on the first day of this war. Defiant, he's already started rebuilding.
We grew up with Israeli crimes. What happened here will not change our resolve. We are already cleaning everything up, and we will rebuild everything as it was before, even better.
Israel has expanded its evacuation orders to most of southern Lebanon, a huge swathe of land, including Tyre, and has plans to create a buffer zone. The UN peacekeeping force here says it's deeply concerned about the serious escalation of hostilities. Tyre City Hall has been managing an influx of families fleeing fighting further south. They've currently got space to house 250 families, but thousands more need help.
Despite the tragedy, life there looks decently organized. That's because they've been dealing with this for literal decades. Like, Israel has been indiscriminately bombing them, occasionally attacking, so on and so forth, for longer than most people watching this have been alive. If you grew up in Lebanon, Beirut, whatever else, this is just your life. This is just a feature of life. Israel is a demonic entity that occasionally just kills people. Why? Well, they think they're better than you. Which is the reason, by the way. I mean, Jewish supremacy is a cornerstone of Zionism. It's not the idea that, like, Jews get their own ethnostate in the Middle East and that they have a unique right to it. But actually, the real land they have a unique right to is much larger than the actual borders of Israel. You know, like the real, like that, because God has ordained it. Like, obviously, they're like, by and large, this is a Jewish supremacist ideology. They kill Arabs because they think Arabs are lesser than them. Just look at the polling, how Lebanese people see Israelis. They hate them as they deserve to.